if your values and beliefs and personality type is aligned with what you do and where you live and your life in general, then you are going to be so much more happier, so much more fulfilled, and you are going to be on a path that's truly right for you. Welcome to Creative Slurp Podcast, giving you the juice to build a successful creative business with me, Victoria Brown, a creative business advisor, former jeweler and craft fanatic. Now you're in the right place if you want to find real talk, inspiration and the best tips and strategies for your handmade business without the overwhelm. We're all about making business exciting and fun. Now buckle up and let's get started. Have you ever thought that something doesn't feel right in your life, your career, or your business, but never really understood exactly why? I think it's a place that so many of us have been in, because we start off doing something, we may love it, but things change, our environment changes, the company we're working for changes, we change as people, and culture changes, and all of a sudden we find ourselves often in a situation that just doesn't fit us. But as we're creatures of habit, we just go along with it in our own merry way and don't really ever question it. Today, I'm going to talk about three tools that are going to give you great self-awareness if you use them. And you might say, well, why do I need self-awareness? Well, it's exactly for that reason. If you want to be happy in the job you're doing, in the life you're living, in the workplace you're in, then it's up to you to make sure that your role, your business, your life is aligned with what you need and what works for you. No one else is going to do that for you. It's up to you to be really intentional. And the first part of finding the right fit for you is to find out about yourself. What are your preferences? Which way do you prefer to live? Which way do you process information? What are your values? What's your personality type? What's going on in your subconscious? All those kind of things. They're all crucial information to uncover what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, and why you should be doing it. If you don't know that stuff, you are never going to be truly happy, because you could hit upon a magic formulation. But things change, as I said earlier, situations change, cultures change, and you need to pinpoint what it is about that situation that worked for you and what didn't work for you. And to do that, you need to know about yourself. So if you take nothing else away from this podcast, I really urge you to just find out more about yourself if you haven't already, because honestly, it's the biggest life changer. Whenever I work with a new coachee, I always encourage them to take some personality profiles, find out what their values are, because very simply, that's the quickest way to find out if something's not working in their life. If, like me, one of your top values is learning and growth, those are my top values. If I'm not growing or learning in a role, then I am not happy, because I value those things more deeply than anything else. So if you know that about yourself, and you know you're feeling unhappy at work, and then you look at your values, say they're learning and growing, am I learning and growing in that role? Oh, I'm not. That will be why. Then you can go and find another role where you are getting those things. It really can be as simple as that. And that's why these tools are so, so valuable. So tool number one then is personality profiles. There are loads of different personality profiles depending on what you want to find out about yourself. And there's lots of different ways of doing this. A couple of things I personally have found really useful are the Myers-Briggs Personality Index, now often called MBTI. That is really, really interesting and insightful. If you've not done the Myers-Briggs test, then you can go to the website 16personalities.com and you can find out your own personality. And the background behind this personality profiling index is that there was a lady called Isabel Myers-Briggs who, with her mother, found out about the psychologist Jung's research into personality types, but nobody had ever really made it usable. And this theory looked at the way people process information and the way they make judgments using that information. And also there were other factors as well. And altogether, all those factors make up 16 different personality types, which you can, you know, go into. And if you go to that 16 personalities website, it's absolutely mind-blowing because it will give you a profile of your personality type and lots of hints and tips as to what works with you, what kind of careers you're best at doing. You know, of course, it's not written in stone. It doesn't mean that you can't do something different, but it's an interesting insight. And if you've never looked at it, I really recommend that you do, because so many of my coaches and clients do it and can't believe how accurate it is and how helpful it is for them, because they can straight away say, oh gosh, you know, that's why this isn't working for me. For example, for me, I found out that myself and my husband have a very different part of our personality that makes it sometimes tricky to communicate together. And knowing that has helped me understand why, if I'm jumping around all over the place in conversation, then he's going to get frustrated because his brain does not work in that same way as mine. And that's really helped me. So it can help you with interpersonal relationships, families, friends, as well as working out the kind of job roles and career roles and businesses that you would be, you know, at home doing. So I really recommend looking at the Myers-Briggs index at 16personalities.com. If you want to go deeper on it, I'm actually reading a book called Gifts Differing by Isabel Myers-Briggs, and that's actually the whole background, the original book that started it all, and that's absolutely fascinating if you want to go deeper. And what I didn't realise is the whole thing was started by Isabel and her mother off the back of the war, when all the men went off to fight and the women had to do the men's jobs. But of course, they'd never done those jobs before. So all of a sudden, nobody quite knew which jobs they would be more suited to, which jobs they should be doing. And they came up with this index as a way of categorising different women so they would be able to put them in a role that was suited to their unique skills and abilities. So fascinating stuff. If you want to look that up, that's called Gifts Differing by Isabel Myers-Briggs, and it's really worth a read if you're into this stuff. The other personality profile tools I found really useful are, I don't know what the official name is, when I did it in the workplace, it's called Insights, and it's all down to a system where you have different colours for different personalities. There are four different colours. There's red, green, blue and yellow, and each different colour means a different thing. And the great thing about doing the insights with the colours, I think, is that not only does it tell you about yourself, it tells you about the rest of your team as well and how you interact with each other. Because the thinking is, to have a really balanced team, that you need all those different colours and a good balance of them. So for example, give you a flavour of the colours. Red is a typical kind of director, someone that's very, very driven. A blue person would be someone who's very analytical, more introverted. Someone that's green would be very, very people focused, and that would be their main driver. And somebody who's yellow would be highly creative, and again, more extroverted. There's loads of places online you can find more about insights and these colours, which I found highly, highly fascinating. But also, I can really, really recommend, if you want a really quick insight and overview into all of this, it's a brilliant book called I'm Surrounded by Idiots. Great name, isn't it? I'm Surrounded by Idiots by Thomas Erickson. And it tells you all the different personality types. It tells you, you know, how to communicate with different personality types. So if you've got someone in your team or you've got someone in your family who you can identify as a certain type, it might help you communicate with them better. But also, it's going to help you understand yourself better. When you start reading some of these things, you're like, oh my God, that's true. But then you'll also say, actually, that's true too. And I never knew that. And it can give you a whole new insight into yourself. So I really, really recommend the Insights personality profile. The last kind of personality profile I'm going to talk about, and it's not quite a personality profile, but it is important, and it's that idea of values. Now, identifying your personal values is really crucial if you want to make sure that you're doing something that feels rewarding for you, that you have a role that you feel happy in. If you want to find more about what your values are, then there are lots of tools online to do that. But I really recommend that you know what those are, because it can make a lot of sense of things. Now, I've been, you know, working through my career for 17 years now, and I've had several career changes along the way. Each time I had a career change, I knew that I needed to move on, but didn't really know why. And it's not until over the last year when I've realised that my top values are learning and growth that I suddenly realised, okay, that's why I needed to move on from journalism and the BBC at that point. Oh, that's why I needed to move on from the corporate world at that point, because I'd stopped learning in my role. I'd stopped growing. And when I do that, I don't want to be in that role any longer, if you know what I mean. That's why I love working as a coach and mentor, because I'm learning all the time. I'm learning from my coachees, as well as, you know, learning about coaching techniques and skills all the time to upskill myself. So find out what your values are. Find out what your Myers-Briggs personality type is. Find out what your insights colour is, or colours, because you can be multiple colour types. Yeah, and reflect on that and see what information that you can get from that. So that's personality profiling and tests and all that kind of thing. The second thing we're going to look at is journaling. And I know so many people do journaling already, but I'm not sure how many people do use it to its full potential. I personally love a type of journaling called free writing. And if ever I'm feeling stuck, something about the relationship with my head and my hand on the page. And when I start writing without limits, without any timer, when I'm just in the flow, things can come out of my head and on that paper that I didn't know were there. If I was just sitting there thinking about it, I would have no idea they were there. But for some reason, when I'm, you know, in full flow and I'm writing, those things flow out of my head and onto the page, which is actually quite magical. And the brilliant thing about this is we can't act on what we're not aware of. So often there are limiting beliefs in our head holding us back. We've got blockers holding us back, but we don't know about them because they're buried really deeply at the back of our subconscious. And we've got no idea they're there. It's pretty tricky to uncover them. A really good way to uncover them is to journal and practice free writing. And it's really, really simple. It couldn't be simpler. You just need some scrappy paper, a pen, set a timer on your phone or your watch or wherever for 5 or 10 minutes. Think of a question you want to answer. So where are you stuck? If you are stuck finding clients, then write about that. If you are wondering where you're going to be in 10 years' time, write a letter to yourself in 10 years' time. If you are stuck because you can't bring yourself to post on social media because you've just got so much baggage around it, write about that. However you want to do it, there are no rules. It's completely up to you. The only rule is you set the timer, you write and write and write, and you don't look at what you've written. You don't edit. You don't go over it in any way. You just let the pen flow. And then when you've done, and that time limit has gone, then put it away for at least an hour, because you need kind of a fresh brain to look at it, and then look back at what you've written. And it's interesting what comes out. So often you can find the solutions to your problems, or solutions that will work towards those problems anyway. Just uncover things and thoughts that you had that you actually didn't know you had at all. It really is quite amazing how such a simple tool can be so, so effective. But it does require a degree of effort, and you do need to sit down and write, and you do need to do it. Otherwise, it doesn't work, obviously. But if you do, it can be truly, truly rewarding. And if you do it on a regular basis, even more so. If you want some more help with how to journal and how to do free writing, I can really recommend a book by Alison Jones. Now, she's a publisher and editor, and she's written a book called Exploratory Writing. And basically the book takes you through all the different ways of journaling to explore and help you with solving your problems. It's really practical. And I actually did chat with Alison on Creative Slurp podcast on episode 51. That's episode 51. Can a Pen and Paper Change Your Life? It's called. And if you want more information on how to do that journaling and how to really get the most out of your thoughts in that way, then check out that podcast episode number 51. And there's loads of hints and tips in there for you. And Alison is a total expert on it, so she will give you all the tips. And the third way of being more self-aware is getting a coach, hiring a coach. I certainly think it's one of the quickest and most effective way of really uncovering more about yourself. The thing about working with a coach is they see things that you don't. One, because you're you. So even if you're a coach, because I've coached coaches as well, even if you're a coach, you don't see your own situation. You kind of quite blinker to it sometimes. So having an external pair of eyes can really help in uncovering any limiting beliefs you have, any discomfort you have around any issues. And not only that, obviously a qualified coach, a professional coach like me, is fully trained in really noticing when you're uncomfortable in a conversation and really actively listening to you, what you're saying, but also what you're not saying. And they are very highly skilled at finding those blocks that you have on things. And very often it's just the awareness of that block. And once you know it's there, it's almost like it's removed and it's a little bit like magic. I've seen so many coaches struggle with something that seems really practical on the surface, you know, like posting on social media. Someone maybe that's very, very confident, that's an accomplished leader, that's a business owner, who just for some reason cannot bring themselves to post on social media or post on a specific topic. And they just don't know why. And then they come to me for coaching and we talk about it and I keep holding them to account. And they suddenly realize what it was, and all of a sudden that block is gone. They take action, they do the thing, they realize it's not as scary as they thought, and that block is suddenly gone, and all of a sudden they're out there merrily posting on social media constantly. It's really amazing to see, and it really is quite magical the way it happens. So if you are someone that's feeling stuck right now and you don't know why or how, and you do need a helping hand, and that is most of us from time to time, then do consider looking to find a coach that will work with you, because they will listen, they will understand, and they will help you with whatever you need help with. So that's three ways that you can really transform your self-awareness and therefore transform your life, your business, and your happiness, really, because if you're aligned, if your values and beliefs and personality type is aligned with what you do and where you live and your life in general, then you are going to be so much more happier, so much more fulfilled, and you are going to be on a path that's truly right for you. So give it a whirl, check out some personality tests, look into journaling, maybe look at getting a coach. Find out more about yourself. Become more self-aware. It's only truly through knowing yourself the best you can that you can have a life that you love. You're not going to fall into it by accident. It's just not going to happen. You need to take control, and you can do this. It's not that hard. You just need to know where to look and look in the right places. I hope these are tools that you go away and explore and play with and enjoy using, because I think finding out about yourself can be a really fulfilling and enjoyable experience and can help you in every single area of your life. So go away, have some fun with those tools, and I'll see you next week for another episode of Creative Slurp Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Creative Slurp. I hope it's inspired you to try something new in your business. If you loved it, please take the time to leave a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. See you soon, and go and chase your biggest creative business dreams. You can do it.